Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The old political debate about law and order used to be about being soft on crime or being hard on crime. Now some Republicans and some southern states are touting themselves as being smarter on crime and not harder. As part of our occasional series on prisons and jails, WBUR's David Boeri this morning reports on how prison overcrowding and soaring costs have prompted some surprising reforms in other states, but not in Massachusetts.
It is new thinking. It's different thinking. But it's not about being soft versus being hard.
This is Newt Gingrich in 2011. These are heady days on the Republican right. One leading conservative is calling for zero prison growth, while Gingrich wants to divert low-level drug offenders away from prison and into alternative treatment and job training.
They have real evidence in a number of states that if you do the right things and you do it the right way, you save lives, you reduce the crime rate, and you save the taxpayer money.
It's hard to imagine liberals going uncriticized for this kind of talk in the old days. But then again, it's hard to imagine the following states being called the new leaders in prison reform.
South Carolina, Kentucky, Mississippi, Arkansas.
Says Len Engel, a policy analyst at the Crime and Justice Institute in Boston. What's driving the change are budget crises.
You're seeing costs of corrections increasing threefold, fourfold, sixfold in some states.
Engel says in 2008, the 50 states spent $52 billion on corrections, almost all of it on prisons. It's become the second fastest growing segment in most state budgets, even as the crime rates have consistently declined. And what's driving the budget crisis in corrections is the explosion of inmates and the longer sentences they now serve.
My name is Brian. I'm in Middleton Jail, and I'm here for drugs.
Which makes Brian Gibson of Boston the average inmate in the average American jail and prison. He belongs to the fastest growing segment of America's 2 million lockups.
I have a drug problem, and it's beating me. It's really beating me.
20% of prison inmates in Massachusetts are serving time for drug offenses. And another 20 are serving time for property crimes committed to support their drug habits. If you're part of the old, hard-on-crime way of thinking, you can blame Brian Gibson and the nonviolent inmates like him for the soaring costs of keeping them behind bars that states can no longer afford to build. But Texas tangled with this reality a few years ago, and it came up with a solution that's proclaimed as a national model.
Hi, this is Jerry.
Republican Texas State Representative Jerry Madden has become one of the country's leaders in corrections reform. He's riding home from Austin to his district in a Dallas suburb. When the Texas Speaker of the House picked him to head the Committee on Corrections, Jerry Madden got saddled with the job of figuring out what to do with an oncoming herd of prisoners.
We started our 2007 legislative session with a forecast that said we were going to need 17,000 and a few hundred additional prison beds by the year 2012.
That meant that in 5 years, Texas would have to build 8 new prisons.
Cost of a prison in Texas, somewhere around $200 million to build, roughly.
The math comes out to $1.6 billion. Big, even for Texas. And Jerry Madden, who was a greenhorn at corrections, had one big question.
Mr. Speaker, what do you want me to do as chairman of the Corrections Committee? That he told me, well, don't build new prisons. They cost too much.
How to reduce the state's rabbiting prison population without compromising public safety. Study teams and think tanks pointed Madden to all those nonviolent offenders in Texas prisons. People like Brian Gibson back here at the jail in Middleton. Representative Madden came to join a growing current of thought, expressed here by Len Engel at the Crime and Justice Institute.
Prison is not a place to get good substance abuse treatment. It's not a place to get good mental health treatment. It's not a place to get good employment and skill development. Not to mention the fact that all the research suggests that locking people up are going to increase their criminality.
At the Texas Statehouse, Jerry Madden focused on diverting low-level drug abusers and mentally ill convicts into intensive community-based treatment programs. He aimed at building halfway houses and treatment centers instead of prisons, and he pushed for increased supervision of inmates upon release. But remember, Jerry Madden was riding the range as a Republican, and he had to sell this softer approach in a state that prided itself on its tough-as-rawhide reputation on crime. For anyone who wondered if Republican Madden had traded his cowboy boots for a soft pair of Gucci's, he had this to say: we'll save you money, and you'll be safer, too.
One thing we have in prisoners is they get free room, free board, and free health care at the public's expense. And if we put them out there as a person who has a job and is working and, you know, living within their means and their family, you know, they may end up being paying taxes.
With both parties in favor, Jerry Madden's bill won approval. Texas built no new prisons. It saved money. The crime rate dropped. And so, too, did the number of inmates committing crimes when they got out.
It was a perfect storm that we hit that said this was the time of opportunity.
In this latest budget crisis, Texan and Republican Jerry Madden has a message for Massachusetts. Get smarter, not harder. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.